This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 4th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The aerospace news world has been busy since we last talked. Piper Aircraft was sold on Friday. The company's owner, American Capital, sold its 100% stake to Imprimis, a corporate finance and investment management company with offices in Bangkok, Singapore, and Brunei Darussalam. Imprimis says it intends to inject capital and keep operations in Vero Beach, Florida. Imprimis managing partner Steven Berger commented, quote, "Piper's capabilities, its excellent dealer family, and extensive customer base, coupled with Imprimis's capability to provide financial support, our dedication to growing the companies we invest in, and our contacts within Asia, provide fertile ground for Piper to expand its business in the Asian markets and throughout the world," unquote. Piper CEO Jim Bass added, quote, "Imprimis's commitment to grow Piper in both existing and emerging markets comes at a time when we are poised to enter a new era in aviation history," unquote. Raytheon was also shopping last week. The company reports it has purchased the technology and name of the Killer B-4 from Northrop Grumman. The unmanned aerial craft is a blended wing design that uses the same systems for launch, recovery, and ground control, whether over land or sea. For now, Raytheon will submit the Killer B for the U.S. Navy and Marine Corps' Small Tactical UAS and Tier 2 competition. But the company also sees a big future. Raytheon VP Bob Francois commented, quote, "Our plan is to continuously mature the system and tailor it to meet the needs of allied warfighters around the globe," unquote. The Florida House of Representatives has passed a bill which would modify the notorious 6% Florida use tax on aircraft visiting from out of state. House Bill 51 passed by a vote of 113-4. The tax could still be assessed against any new aircraft visiting the state within 6 months of purchase, but would limit liability to aircraft which stay for 21 days or more. Currently, even a gas stop on the way to the Caribbean could earn you a surprise bill in the mail when you get home if your plane is spotted on the ramp at a Florida FBO. A companion bill will still need to pass the state Senate, where it's expected to be a tougher sell. The two versions would then need to be reconciled and gain the governor's signature. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says Boeing's C-17 is a great aircraft, but the Air Force has all it needs for the next 10 years. Gates was testifying Thursday before the Senate Appropriations Committee, who want to keep the C-17 in production to earn votes in their home districts. Boeing wants the Air Force to order more of the planes to help pay for keeping the line running for future foreign orders. But Gates called the current Procurement Balancing Act a zero-sum game, meaning that more C-17s would require doing without other things the service really does need. He added that Congress has tied the Pentagon's hands on phasing out older C-5A cargo planes, meaning more C-17s would constitute excess capacity. The drive in the Senate for more C-17s is led by Senators Barbara Boxer of California and Kit Bond of Missouri. Continued production of the plane would benefit both states. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Is Biden the new Bush? Travel insurance may not save your Mexican vacation. And should TSA screeners get to wear masks while they frisk you? Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves says proficiency requires recurrent training not just in the air, but on the ground, too. Bob has developed a wings course for presentation at his home airport. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.